If there's anything the apparent Democratic and Republican presidential nominees can agree on this year, it's the need to focus on education. Both Al Gore and George W. Bush have been visiting schools, elementary, middle, and high schools, any schools, and using them as backdrops for their education messages. NPR's Andy Bowers spent yesterday at one California school gauging the impact of a visit by Governor Bush on all those involved.
It was certainly not a normal start to the school day at Carl Hanke Elementary in Mission Viejo. The children looked especially well-dressed and scrubbed. Many parents lingered after dropping off their kids, knowing Governor Bush's motorcade would arrive soon. But the parents weren't allowed inside, so they gathered on a grassy hill in the park next door, kept apart from their kids in the schoolyard by the discreet but firm glares of Secret Service agents. Parent Betsy Ciccone says the school kept the Bush visit secret until 2 days ago, but
I knew something was up because I've seen a lot of district people over here cleaning the school and painting and replacing glass, and I kind of thought something's going on here.
Jan Heppert said her son in kindergarten was thrilled about the trip, although she wasn't clear why the governor was coming.
Well, I'm not really sure what he hopes to accomplish. There's not any parents allowed on school, so it's not like there's any voters on campus, but I assume that it's just a publicity thing and he wants to be seen with children.
That could certainly be said of both Bush and Gore. But in a modern presidential campaign, every venue is chosen with great care for its symbolic value. In part, the Bush team chose a school in this affluent area of conservative Orange County to, in campaign speak, shore up the base. But other reasons became clear after the candidate arrived.
Boy, look at all these Secret Service.
Oh, there he is.
He just waved at everybody.
Jumping out of his motorcade, Governor Bush and an entourage of TV cameras toured classrooms at Carl Hanke Elementary, chatting with students and, as with many school campaign events, receiving a serenade.
All right, guys, let's do our best nice and loud for Governor Bush. One, two, three.
Oh, give me a school where the teachers are cool and the students are learning all day.
As Bush engaged the kids, his staff told reporters that the entire school district in this area is trying to, in effect, secede from the state education bureaucracy. It wants to become a charter school district, which would make it the first major one in California. And charter schools are music to the ears of the visiting governor.
Go Bush!
And so the day's centerpiece was what the Bush team calls a forum on charter schools. It's one of a curious breed of campaign events that's hard to categorize. It's like a town hall or assembly, except the audience is almost all invited adult dignitaries. It's like a debate, except all the experts on the panel favor charter schools. And it is partly a listening session for Bush, except he definitely came to talk while the TV cameras rolled.
Today we've got an interesting topic to discuss, not only with Californians, but hopefully with Americans who are paying attention. And it's how do we encourage educational entrepreneurship in our society.
After the forum, the kids gathered on the front lawn to bid farewell to Bush and to all those police motorcycles that captured almost as much attention. After the campaign hurricane moved on, school principal Shelley Tamaki was able to relax for the first time in days. She was thrilled by the way things went and what she thinks it taught the kids.
This is history really happening. So I think that's something that we'll remember, is that when you watch TV and you learn about a president, they are real people. This is life, this is history, and it's for real.
11-year-old Brittany Myers, the student body president, agrees.
I think I'll remember this for a long time, especially because we got a lot of pictures and stuff.
And so do presidential candidates whenever they visit schools. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Mission Viejo, California.